What's in the news? Tropical Storm Hermine. I'm Peter King.
It is so strong that if I try to lean back, I can't do it. The wind is pushing that hard against my back.
That was me last Friday at about 2 a.m. in Tallahassee, Florida. While the storm is long gone from there, its effects are still being felt. More than 37,000 customers are without power.
We're just out trying to get people going again. Some streets you can't even get down right now, still 3 days after.
The city provides power in Tallahassee and in the surrounding area, and Florida Governor Rick Scott sounded a bit steamed that they didn't take him up on his offer for help until late last night.
I want everybody to get their power back, and I want them to get the power back fast. You know, just stop and think about it.
In Pasco County, north of Tampa Bay, four areas were evacuated due to flooding. The good news is that the water is expected to start going down today. Hermine is out to sea, but it's created dangerous surf and rip currents from Delaware to Massachusetts. There's no Labor Day swimming on the Jersey Shore.
When they're telling you not to go down, they're looking out for your safety.
Right.
You know?
It's for a reason.
It's for a reason.
On North Carolina's Outer Banks, these vacationers are also being patient.
It's going to be nice. I mean, this is going to pass, and, you know, there's always great weather after hurricanes.
Well, I'm just going to be out here at the Outer Banks for a few more days, so I'm just hoping that the weather kind of clears up.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.